CliffCentral.com.
All right, that's us. We're at it. Black Life once again. My name is Timisha Masha, and I'm with you on the microphone for Black Life. But I'm not traveling alone. I've got Mona BC, who is on the phone right now. And, of course, our girl, Vilmarie. How are you doing?
I'm a girl today.
That's not nice.
Hello.
That's not nice.
What are you doing on the phone? We're on air, dude. What are you doing on the phone?
Why do you want to start the show off like that?
Ah, there you are. Are you on now, Mona BC? Speak again.
Why do you want to start the show off like that? That's not nice.
I just wanted to start the show. How was your week, by the way, Mona BC?
No, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm very good.
The situation right now in South Africa has not been very rosy. I was on ANN7 yesterday and not having a great time of it because of course, our king. Zwelithini. Is he our king or is he just a general king? Or is he a Zulu king?
He's the Zulu king.
So he doesn't really apply to the rest of us.
No, if you're not Zulu, my king. Is he your king?
Well, I'm not Zulu.
Is he your koning?
He's not my king. Steve Hofmeyr is our koning. Actually, speaking of Steve Hofmeyr.
Keep talking. I just want to sort my mic out.
Okay, there you go. Speaking of Steve Hofmeyr, actually, I must say that, you know, I'm sorry I ever judged white people. About Steve Hofmeyr. Now I know what it's like to have a Steve Hofmeyr in the family. After King Zwelithini has started this shit, he's our Steve Hofmeyr and worse. And then our president, Jay-Z, finally says something.
How is he going to tell his king? Because that's his king.
Yeah, but you see, he's the president. He's the elected leader of this country.
But listen, and so you know, Steve Hofmeyr is not my king.
I thought he was.
No.
Steve
you
Hofmeyr,
always drew when you see
let's
him.
Put it this way. Steve Hofmeyr is no more your king than Zwelithini is our king,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
When Vilmarie goes and attends the Bulls games and he wears
only
his...
Once.
Only once.
But tell me something. I mean...
Okay, maybe twice.
Steve Hofmeyr, lover undercover, yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned because right now, like, Boko Haram is threatening to kill South Africans, bomb MTN, and all sorts of things. How are we going to make money going forward anywhere else? Like, how's Checkers going to make money? How's...
Bomb Checkers.
MTN. Bomb Checkers.
Bomb Checkers.
Do you want to make money? Oh, my word.
No, Bomb Checkers and Pick and Pay.
Pick and pay.
Yeah, especially Pick and Pay. And
yeah, all of them though. But all I mean, those are like Sasol as well, you know. I was listening on the radio that Sasol in Mozambique right now, they're trying to do some construction work and the Mozambican workers are not very happy about the situation in South Africa. So they had to down tools at the moment because they don't feel that they can work with the other South Africans. So things are not great. I feel like, you know, back in the 80s, when white people couldn't go overseas and not feel like really bad, I feel like that now. Like, as a black person, if I go overseas, I have to explain, like, yeah, no, those were the other blacks.
I don't know. That was 80s. I'm younger,
quite a bit younger. Ooh-wee! This is someone who was going to a launch on day before yesterday in a flat stomach. And I see you.
I've been working hard.
She was modeling her stomach.
My mom always said, "Modeler, you got it?
Show us your stomach. Let's see your stomach.
Come, let's tweet it.
Show us your stomach.
Actually, I've got pictures of Vilmarie in no clothes.
Now you're talking
whatsoever.
Such nonsense.
Okay, put it out.
How could you say that?
Actually,
must
no,
I put
wait,
it up?
Wait, no, no, no,
must
wait,
I put it
wait,
up?
Hold up, hold up.
Please dare me. Dare me too.
Hold up.
Dare me.
If you do it, I'm going to blitz him.
Dare me.
Stop it, Mona BC. Okay? Now, there was something on radio today as well that I'd like to talk about. That's very, very important. We've got this thing going on social media called slut shaming, which I think is, it makes me as angry as xenophobia, where people post pictures of other people naked.
And they don't know about it.
Well, sometimes they do know about it. There was a thing going around about Pulani recently.
Pulani got 36,000 followers in less than 7 hours.
How sad is that?
36,000 followers.
Skin to get followers.
No, but she didn't put it up.
Let me put yours up.
No. What happened?
36,000 followers.
An ex-boyfriend
that's
of
like
hers.
That's like buying your likes. Sorry.
Yeah. No. I hear you. But
in a good way.
Here's the thing, guys. The thing is, she didn't put it up there. An ex-boyfriend of hers decided, because he had a picture of her naked in his phone, to put it on I think it was
without
Instagram and Facebook without
Instagram.
Her permission.
That's wrong. That's
and
so
then
wrong.
Tagged her.
That is
and
so
And she's
wrong.
Famous and he's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she did revenge and put his picture up and he has like a small penis.
Okay. And he didn't get probably 5 likes.
No, but the thing is, his face was covered and it was like, you know, it was a passing thing. But what I'm saying is, it's a new way of cyberbullying that is going on out there. And I just wanted to get our thoughts. Like, how would you stop something like that, Mona BC? What would you say to your daughter if something like that happened to her?
Why is she sleeping in?
It's got to start with people need to realize that as tempting as what it is to send that half naked or naked photo to your lover, it could be temporary, the whole relationship.
Okay.
Let's start here.
Let's start here. Do you send pictures, Vilmarie?
No.
No, but I mean,
Have you never
I'm
sent?
Not that kind of girl.
But what
okay,
kind
Judge
of
Judy
what kind
here.
Of girl is that? No,
what
hang on.
Exactly.
That's where this whole thing starts.
Exactly.
Where it's like, but I'm not
I'm
that
not
kind
married.
Of girl.
I'll probably so send you, that to my husband.
So you
yes.
don't you don't have you haven't had sex yet. I think just
that's
a little
not.
Don't that's what.
It's
none of our business.
That. It's none of your.
No,
we
want to
know.
No,
we want to know.
You're the one who said you're not married.
We were not talking about sex. We were talking about photos.
Yes, exactly. But how do those photos happen? I mean, you must get naked with somebody to have sex, right? And then for you,
we're talking about a naked photo.
Chances are someone has taken your photo because you've been naked around them before.
Or listen, I'm talking now specifically about girls who take photos. The boyfriend's at home, they at home at their own house, and they think they look pretty now and whatever it is they're wearing. Let me snap one quickly and send it to him. Those are the dangerous ones.
What about
dangerous.
The one where he just takes a picture of you like as
also
you're walking
very dangerous.
Through the bed, like just
but
after you showered, you're like putting lotion
know.
On, and he's like, "You look so amazing right now."
You've never taken a picture and sent it
or
to
no,
a boy.
You've never taken a picture or
no
one's taken a picture
right
of you.
Now.
I've made my mistakes. I learned from them.
Now it comes out.
Come on.
There we go. We're getting warmer.
We need to help people out there. We need to help young women who are being bullied, cyber bullied, because there are guys out there.
Why
who are
you
want to
be a hero on a Friday, bro?
No, I want to be a hero on a Friday, bro. Because it hurt my feelings. You know, I think that it's a wrong thing to
He's
do.
He's gonna be a dad.
Okay, so now it comes up. Are you getting a boy
no,
or girl?
No, man, it's not about whether
boy
I'm gonna be a dad or not.
Boy
you know,
or girl?
I've always had a soft spot for
girl?
The ladies. You
boy
know,
or girl?
I've always had a soft spot.
Boy or girl?
That's why the ladies love me.
Boy or girl?
That's none of your business.
Okay, no, I want to know, person. Boy or girl?
Just shut him up. Tell him.
Boy or girl?
You could do it.
It's a girl. I can see
it. Trani.
Ah!
I'm kidding. It's a girl. It's a girl.
But for all your sins, for all these chicks that you've put up, and Zozie, you know, let's introduce our guest. Keith, how are you?
I think it's time
for Keith to be a referee now. Keith, how do you...
That was you, Monavisi. Goodbye.
I don't like it when you speak about yourself like that. You know, you can't... Dumisho is getting a girl... For all his sins. I am so happy right now. I am so happy.
It's got nothing to do with that, actually.
Babysitting all the pink stuff.
And in fact, you know, me getting a girl is the best thing that could ever happen. Because
it's the best. You're right.
Because
I agree with you. I'm not the only one with a girl.
There's a lot that I can share with her about guys like you, Monavisi, and how to avoid them in
general.
And
your sins that you're going to pay for.
Well, you know, I don't think there are any
sins. He gets kicked out of his house almost every month. And guess what? The Sunday papers are all over him like the rash.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you get a new app?
No. It's just
nice.
That's how we roll.
Anyway, it's that time where we introduce our first guest on Black Life, because we've just had a moment where we could just talk a whole bunch of crap. And right now, we have in the studio a gentleman by the name of Keith.
Let me introduce Keith.
Okay, introduce
like,
Keith.
I feel like I know you, Keith.
Yeah? I'm with you.
Yeah? Like we're talking about leasing. So, have you
this
ever...
This is the introduction?
No.
It's
wait,
very
hang,
exciting compared
hang on,
to your
hang
discussion.
On. Okay. Yeah, hang on. Keith, have you ever had sex in a car?
No, don't go
in
there.
A car.
No, come on. He's a guy. It's Friday. Come on.
That's a good question, actually.
What model?
Oh, my word.
What model? Oh, that's a good question.
In a sedan.
In a sedan.
In fact, have you ever had a car in a Corsa? That was the hardest thing I ever did.
I've
never tried that.
We are not the sex show.
No.
So
but we just
want to
know.
Have you ever had sex in a car,
Vilmarie?
On a car?
Come on. In a blow bull car.
Have you had sex in a Hilux?
May Wamsa Motorasa Omashin. Hey, Mark,
you know, Monavisi today is on point, actually. But he hasn't given us Keith's intro, and we're still waiting for that.
Yeah,
everyone is
let
listening.
Let Keith answer this question.
No, wait.
Let Keith answer
right.
the question.
Keith, please.
No.
Ask. No.
No.
Never.
Really?
Never.
So two and out of four people either. Have not had sex in a car.
And he didn't take pictures.
In this room right now.
I don't believe Omri, though.
I don't she's been naked on a bike before. I think so.
I thought you on my side.
I've seen some of those pictures. I don't believe her at all.
They're quite raunchy.
they're quite racy.
But we'll post them up just in case, you know.
No. For our eyes only, a gentleman never kisses and tells,
thank
right?
You,
well, cyberbully. Yeah. Let's see if you fight for Vilmarie now.
I'll fight for Vilmarie. I'll kill for Vilmarie.
You kill a bull, eh?
Do it now. I kill somebody. Somebody gonna die.
This is xenophobia.
And I don't mean that as a euphemism. They will literally lose their life.
This is how it starts. Keith, okay. Welcome to the show. As you can see, it's gloves off. So I hope you're ready to like rock and roll.
Are you going to introduce Keith properly or what? Like tell the listeners
okay,
who
I'll do
Keith
it. Keith Watson.
That was very good. Yeah.
Okay, that was short. And who is Keith Watson?
Keith, where does your love for cars? Well, where did that start? Because guys, just to let you know,
I'm a guy you are listening and you're wondering why
Keith
Vilmarie
is from Arriva. Okay, thank you. Keith Watson from Arriva. Okay.
And that ends there. Come on, guys. That's not an intro. Here is an intro.
Show us.
We are about to speak to somebody who knows all about cars. And if you are in the market right now to buy a car and you're wondering whether you should lease or you should buy, we've got somebody that you can talk to from Arriva who can tell you what is what. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Keith Watson.
You see, that's why he does voiceovers. That's brilliant. I couldn't do that.
So, Keith, who's your advertising agency? Because now we want money for Dumisho, you know,
put you in touch.
Yeah.
Look, our car is really about telling people about, sorry, did I say our car? Our show is about cars, girls, gadgets, that sort of thing. And there are a lot of people, we know how it is. When you're a black person and you start making money, the first thing you do is
call Keith.
Because what I was going to say is buy a car. But then you can't buy a car if you haven't called Keith, right?
You haven't called Keith. Exactly. I can't afford a car, Keith. Okay, I'm blacklisted. Come on.
Exactly. Keith, I'm blacklisted, man. I saw this new BMW, man.
5 Series. Let's go. Be my wife.
All right. Why would we call Keith?
Yeah.
Well, why would we call you, Keith? Because these guys right now, are saying that if you're blacklisted, you're the guy to call. Is that true?
Well, what we're saying is if you want to lease, we're the guys to call. Whether you're blacklisted or not.
Okay.
So leasing is very different. It's not just a concept for blacklisted.
Okay.
On Black Life.
But what's the advantage? Keith, now, here I am. I've never leased a car.
Yeah.
I know it exists. I know there's various companies that like lease cars. Imperial, you know, the guilty parties, you know?
Well,
it's very expensive, isn't it?
I think it's expensive.
I mean, I really have never leased a car because I was like, what's the point? Oops.
Yeah, but we have to think about the difference. Renting and leasing is two different things.
Okay.
So the Avis and those sort of companies that are car rentals, they rent cars
right
to you. So you take a small little car and you treat it like a 4x4 on the weekend. That's car renting.
Okay.
Leasing's different. So
it means I get it for longer? Yeah.
You get it for 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
And at the end of the period, you choose whether you want to take ownership of it.
Okay, Keith, I've got a really good question. And I know Mona BC's also got very good questions, but I'm pressed to ask this question. A couple of years ago, I went to the States. And for the first time, I think it was 2007, I realized that in America, you can lease a car at, like, literally, it's cheaper than actually buying a car. I came back to South Africa, there was no such thing. And then I was actually blacklisted and I couldn't buy a car for the longest time.
Still blacklisted.
Yeah, it's a black thing, I guess. You know?
No. Speak for yourself. I ain't blacklisted. I ain't never seen those niggas on that blacklist.
You
no.
never been on blacklisted?
No.
Okay, Vilmarie, have you been blacklisted?
No, I think it's a black thing.
No, what?
Oh, really?
Listen to you. Okay. I'm trying to distance
now
from that xenophobic attack.
About it, you know?
You,
yeah,
you
exactly.
Know?
I know a lot of white
Pretoria.
People have been blacklisted as
I
well.
I know, busload.
But it's got nothing to do with,
I'm sorry,
with black
I don't
or white,
mix
okay?
Them.
Nonetheless, yeah, because they're blacklisted. Nonetheless,
from Pretoria.
I rented a car. I think it was from one of the car rental companies, and it was twice, almost three times as expensive to lease that car or rent it on a long term as it was just to buy it. And even going to a dealership, leasing a car is more expensive than buying.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what you or who you used or who you got a quote from, but
I certainly didn't use Arriva.
Correct. No, it's certainly not. I mean, leasing versus buying it normally on installment sale, two very similar concepts, but with leasing, you don't take the risk of the vehicle at the end of the contract. So
you just give it back.
You give it back or you choose to own it. It's up to you. So any of you who've had the car for 3 years, you get itchy and you want to change it, you want to swap into the new model, and you try to find what your settlement is versus what it's worth.
But generally, are you saying that with what you guys are offering with leasing, I can get it at close to what I would have to pay installments if it was an installment sale?
As a bundled option, it ends up being cheaper.
Really?
So you lease the vehicle, plus you add insurance to it and a maintenance plan or service plan. If you add all the sum of the parts together, okay, generally it's cheaper than if you bought all those parts yourself.
All right, cool. Now, what I want to know is, okay, apart from the fact that it is cheaper, there are some things, if you're running a business especially, that make leasing a better option financially. Can you run us through some of those things?
Yes, it depends on the business that you're running and how your financials look and your balance sheet and all those sort of good things. But if you want off-balance sheet finance and it's important to you as a company, then you should lease. Because the asset's off-balance sheet, you don't show the liability, you show a monthly expense. But if that's not important to you, leasing
this is
in a
private
business. Yeah. This is a private, so around the private individual versus a company. Private individual, you should lease if you are one of those people that three and a half years down the line,
I change the car almost every 3 years.
Exactly.
No, you on average a year.
I change
because
2 years.
He crashes all of them.
Same principle.
So it's not that. So for someone like me who like to within a year to 2 years change cars, it's not a negative thing then to lease.
No, a year's a little bit short, and probably 2 to 3 years is a better period. Yeah, and then we take the risk of that vehicle at that time. If you don't want to own it, you want to hand it back, and you want to lease the next vehicle, that's our problem. We have the ability to retail those assets.
Okay, and when you talk about leasing, I can lease any car that's out there, or are you working with certain different kind of
manufacturers?
No, any car is leasable, except, you know, we will draw the line at maybe the classics and the very really expensive ones, the Ferraris and those sort of things. We're not
so
too excited about leasing. But your normal vehicles that people drive every day that you see on the roads, that those vehicles are there.
Okay, so would you say like an S500 Mercedes is a normal vehicle?
No, I wouldn't suggest that's normal.
Sure. M3, is that normal?
M3 is getting closer to normal. Or is it competing with the S500? I'm not sure.
No, no, not really. So I can come and lease an M4 and M3?
We can, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I'll be talking to you after the show.
For 2 to 3 years.
We just had a tweet from the Restless Native saying, give us like a scenario where leasing is like cheaper. Let's say, for example, a BMW. Or a Mercedes C-Class.
Yeah. Again, it's difficult to give a specific scenario because it is dependent on who the individual is that wants to lease or finance, and the comparisons for the individual are quite different depending on who you are. So depending on your risk score, if you're blacklisted or if you aren't, you have different risk profile, and based on the risk profile, we would have a different offer for you.
Oh,
so
I
it's
see.
Difficult to compare.
What is considered risk? Male?
Well, it is. It is.
The car?
Male are riskier than females. The younger than 25 are riskier than over 25. It's those sort of things. And then when you get to 70, you're very risky. So somewhere in between is about right. Blacklisted.
And black?
By definition.
No, honestly.
I think black's okay, but blacklisted is...
Keep for president!
No, honestly, because, I mean, for me, I found that my wife, who's only 30 now... Oh, she's given her age. Sorry, baby.
Oh, no. Yeah,
it's spring chicken.
We should like them young.
I like them young. I'm like a lease person as well. Once they get like past 32, I'm looking to
He's not joking. He's done
and,
it twice
and,
now.
And get something, you know, a younger model.
Well, marriage should be a lease contract, shouldn't it? 5 years, you decide to
get a... You know what they say, right?
No.
If it flies, floats, or what's the other F? That rhyme sucks. Lease, don't buy.
I like that. Leasing wives.
Well, they say it. Lease a depreciating asset. Yeah. It depends on how you deem your money.
Keep for president. Keep. No, I mean, let's say I burst a tire, right?
Yeah.
What happens?
Because you're busy on the phone.
No, let's say you're actually
not looking where you're driving.
Yeah. You're not even breast tie. You're driving along and a taxi stops in front of you and you're busy trying to send an SMS, as anyone does, and
no,
you crash
you
into the back of them.
As you do.
Okay, burst tire. There we go.
So any of these two scenarios, included in the whole package, is obviously full comprehensive insurance, but also roadside assistance. So if anything happens, you burst a tire, you have an accident into that taxi, you've got an app on your phone that comes with it that you can immediately get a hold of us, contact us, take pictures of the incident for record purposes and those sort of things. So we have the cover in that one bundled price that you'll pay. We put all those things together.
So is your leasing only on cars or bikes as well?
Good question. It's only on cars for now, but we are considering how we do bikes. It's a different animal. It's a different animal.
Why?
We've got to understand the rest of the... okay, personally, I'm not sure how the depreciation of bikes happens. It's something we need to talk about.
So it's research that you guys are busy doing on the
It's something
the
we need to do
industry.
And people want to do it. I know that. And we've had a number of inquiries about it, but we haven't done it yet. It's something we're looking at.
I hear you talk about depreciation a lot. Are there certain models of cars, certain brands of cars out there that depreciate faster than others?
Yeah, they certainly are.
But the cars depreciate more than bikes, I can tell you.
Yeah, so I hear. And so the guys tell me they want to do this leasing on bikes. Yeah.
And what would you say those cars that depreciate faster, the fastest are?
It depends who my employer is at the point at that time. Do you want some models and makes?
No, I do,
obviously,
actually.
Obviously,
I mean, because here's the thing, right?
Name and shame.
Spill it.
Yeah. I was at the Range Rover dealership the other day. Yeah. And my salesman says to me, if you're going to buy a Range Rover Sport or Vogue, understand that those cars depreciate quite fast. So it's a car that you own for the rest of your life.
He
you
said
buy
that?
It once. That's what he said.
Huh?
He said, I want to tell
product.
You the truth. No, he was. Actually, you know what? That makes me love him more as a salesman.
Shoot the man.
And I'm telling you what. I am going to go there, and when I have the money, as soon as I have like $1.3 million, the first thing I'm going to do is go and buy myself a Range Rover Vogue.
See? Typical black.
From him.
Blacks.
The
can't
first
go
thing.
Buy
I'm
a property.
I'm not going to buy. Pay
can't
my bond.
Go buy a
no.
property.
No.
But think about it this way. Think about it this
His
way.
His wife's paying the bond.
There you go.
She is.
The vehicles that sell in volume depreciate less because there's more opportunity to sell them. At
they depreciate less. Yeah. You're saying.
So
because they're more demand.
Buyers. Correct.
So it's the vehicles that are not as in demand. So that the fewer vehicles depreciate faster.
Yeah, so the lower volume. So the guys who sell new cars at a lower volume, generally their prices depreciate more because there's less buyers in the market when it's used. So when you bring that second-hand car and you want to try and sell it, there's less people wanting those same makes and models.
And surely it's also dependent on how often they change models. Because I find that it depreciates. That all depreciates.
Because let's be honest. Here's what I was thinking. I was thinking cars like, for example, BMW 3 Series, Audi A-Class and Mercedes, to some extent, C-Class, depreciate the fastest because there's so many of those particular models, especially on the streets of Johannesburg. Agree with me
but
or
they're
not?
They're still in demand, 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, I see.
So there's still a demand for those assets. Oh. So people want to buy it. They want to get into those vehicles.
That's really good to know. I mean, because, you know, one would have thought if I buy a car that's like I've seen only four on the road, that would be the one that will probably not depreciate. And when I want to sell it, everyone will want it. But meantime, it's like the reason why...
There's a reason there's four on the road.
All right, cool.
Keith... quick one. I mean, it's not a new concept.
No. Well, you certainly know? Not in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
In the UK, US, Europe, it's a massive... Leasing is the most popular form of financing.
In Europe, I suppose. Yeah.
And US?
In South Africa, I mean, it hasn't really taken off.
No. So what we do and what the banks do is allow a customer to buy with a balloon payment.
Right.
So it reduces your payment as though you were leasing.
Okay.
But that balloon payment you're responsible for at the end of the contract. So if you're buying over 6 years and they give you a 30% balloon, which is 30% of the value of the vehicle, you've got to pay that 30% at the end of the contract.
Yeah. Whereas leasing, chances are you never even get to that 30%.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go for a quick break and we're going to come back because we have to pay the bills. But when we do come back, Vilmarie wants to get a little bit personal with Keith.
Is Keith's one listening?
Don't go anywhere.
It has been locked away from the eyes of the world, chained, never to be released. But now, it wants to get out. Stay tuned to Cliff Central weekdays to find out how you can unleash the Jeep Renegade. Find hidden codes and videos posted by Jeep SA, and you could win Jeep Renegade prizes, as well as become the person to single-handedly unleash the Jeep Renegade upon the shores of South Africa. Are you renegade enough? Visit unleashrenegade.co.za to find out. T's and C's apply.
All right, we're back at it. Once again, this is Black Life. Vilmarie was about to get all personal before we went to the break. Mm. So
it's nothing like the song we just listened to.
Is it?
No, please.
Because that's why we played that nice little music, so you could get all, you know, bedroom-like. We're going
to
take pictures and post them.
Sorry to let you down. Keith, I just want to know a little bit. I mean, you're doing... I read a little bit about this is a passion for you, the whole leasing thing, educating people on it. But I mean, what else is it that you do? Surely, is this it, or is there a passion that you
around the leasing product? So it's also
Other than, is this your work or is this your passion?
No, you know? It's a bit of both. Actually,
okay.
It's a bit of both. I've always been a strong believer in, after understanding the UK market and how they operate, I've always been a really strong believer that we need to move with the times in this country around understanding leasing, understanding where our vehicles are, understanding what we do with them. People have always had, it's an ownership thing. Guys have always had the principle from when you were young, you're taught to own your vehicle. You must buy it. It's an asset.
Here's the thing, right? And a lot of people like say things like, you must buy your car cash. And then like, you don't have to pay installments, but you've paid for the car, right? And it's always going to depreciate. So when you sell it, you're never going to get any money back. The only time a car is an asset is if you have 12 in the garage and you never take them anyway.
Well, the real classics, the vintage.
And the real classics as well. Or the really expensive sports cars.
They may go up in value.
They may go up.
Yeah, they may go up. But it has to be a really expensive or rare car to begin with.
Correct.
But not your regular...
Every other car depreciates. It drops in value. Every year it drops in value.
Oh, there you go.
So why do you do this?
Because I believe that people are, that the way they're financing vehicles at the moment, I believe it's detrimental to them as individuals sometimes. Mm. Look, there's obviously a place for financing it over a long term. If you want to buy a car and you want to finance it and you want to drive it for 10 years, leasing's not for you. Then you should finance it over installments. So pay it off over 5 years, drive it for another 5 years. Overall, it makes sense. It's a lot cheaper over a 10-year
period. Is it really?
Yes.
Is it? Because, I mean, after the 5 years, usually you've run out of the maintenance plan and you have to pay for that yourself.
Yeah.
And every year that maintenance gets more and more expensive. I say this because I saw it with my parents. They bought a Mercedes and they tried to own it for 10 years. By the time they sold it, it was only worth 40,000, but it cost them 30,000 every time they took it in
just
for an oil change.
Yeah. Mm. So generally, look... Generally, if the vehicle's fine and servicing it, it will cost you less than what you pay on an installment. So cash flow-wise over that period, it should be cheaper. But that engine could blow, it could do anything. Outside of warranty, 100,000 Ks is sort of the warranty period. If an engine goes, a gearbox goes, that's big money.
So would you then say it's actually more of a risk trying to keep a car for that long?
Yeah, it is. It is. And people have horror stories to tell. I mean, we all know people that have done that and something's gone wrong with the vehicle and they need to find the cash now. So personal loan it is to pay for an engine or pay for a gearbox. Mm. Whereas if you lease it, keep leasing it, okay, you're paying installments virtually for the rest of your life, whatever. But you are paying for it and it's maintained, it's serviced, there's a warranty, it doesn't cost you any extra. It's that one.
I suppose like in
black
countries,
people, this is how to get out of debt and stop being blacklisted. So let's say I can't pay for like 2 months for some odd reason.
Yeah.
And what happened?
They must come take the
because
car back.
One must die, you know. Let's say kids' school fees is on the brink, and
guess what he's thinking about.
But how does that happen, actually?
No, wait. Let's ask.
It happens
the man.
More often
it
than
happens.
You think.
It happens
for sure.
I mean, let's say you don't have the money, and
what? Like
what
you get
happens?
No more acting jobs.
Yeah, well, for
no
you.
No one's calling you for voices.
Well, firstly, Keith, let's say it's a good individual that now wants to, he knows he's
actually,
in trouble.
Let's ask this question. Is this the same question? Because I want him to answer.
Yes, she's not remixing it.
Oh, she's remixing. Okay,
yeah,
remix
the
question.
Let's hear the remix. DJ Vilmarie on the ones and twos.
How must that person go about to communicate with you guys? Is it possible?
Yeah, for sure it is. And we'd prefer that. I mean, if you just hide in the background and let your payments not get paid or they get bounced or the debit orders don't go through. You know that word. It's not a good thing. So if you'd rather talk to us up front or talk to anyone when you've got any loans, if you talk to the guys up front who are lending, they are happy to make arrangements for you. But if you just don't take responsibility and you let it
duck and dive,
let it slide,
then we all come find the car. Yeah.
Is it? So you come find the car and you take it?
It depends on the situation.
After how many missed installments?
Check now this one.
He must
know.
He's timing it.
I think people want to know. People want to know.
Just in case Land Rover doesn't go well.
No, that's true. So
where's that boundary line?
So sort of if you're around and we haven't made any proper arrangements with us, if it's around 2 or 3 months that you haven't paid, it's not time because that vehicle's depreciating. We've got to get it back and try and sell it.
Of course.
So if it's around 2 or 3 months and you haven't made any proper arrangements, we will come look for that car.
So what does the law allow on this for you guys? Because you can't just go take it out someone's garage.
No, you can't. So there's a process. You have to do letters of demand. You have to follow certain processes.
And hold on a second. Like what Vilma is saying, actually, that was a very good question. Hmm. In terms of the National Credit Act,
yes.
It's a lease, but is it still credit?
It's credit. So we lend and we look at affordability and all those sort of good things in line with the National Credit Act. From a legal perspective, though, as how our product is defined, it falls outside of the Credit Act.
I see. So
you know what Keith's business reminds me of? You know Teljoy? I don't know if they're still alive.
No, Teljoy is still alive. They do the maintenance on all my electrical appliances. They've got that side as well now. So you pay insurance every month. Uh-huh. And then when the microwave doesn't work, they come pick it up and fix it.
And the early bird? That early bird one, you know?
I think they've probably taken up early bird. I think Teljoy bought early bird.
Yeah. It reminds me. But you know, you spoke about London and the UK. You know, there's a hiring system there where you have this card, literally. It's like cars parked on the side of the road where if you need a car for like 4 hours,
yes,
you just swipe and the car opens up. And then from there, you use the car for like 2 to 3 hours,
what?
Depending on
can you
how
imagine
long.
Doing that?
The
yeah.
bicycles
yeah.
as well.
The
you
bicycles
can slot
well.
It into a little yeah. thing. Machine. It's awesome.
You put
yeah.
the money.
I want something like that. That would really work for us.
I mean, are we at that level in this country where we could look at things like that?
I'm not sure how many of those cars would come back.
And I think yes,
and be parked back. Would, there, I'm not
would
sure.
we ever be at that level?
I think we could, though. I think at the end of the day, it's really about, like you're saying, probably someone who said, "Let's lease cars." 5 years ago, I was like, but then people won't pay, and they'll never see those cars again. But I think if obviously you take the necessary precautions,
do a credit check, and do all
a credit
that, you
check.
Know.
Where do you
like
live?
The car rental
Fika,
companies,
Rica.
Put your credit card there.
Yeah. So it's the same thing, like renting a car, except you don't rent it for the whole day.
It's a short-term thing, and particularly in the centre of London, you don't want to drive a vehicle around there all the time. So, and when traffic gets bad, yeah, maybe you just want it for a short period. You don't necessarily
want that would probably work if you're using the Gautrain, especially, like you're
exactly.
coming from Pretoria,
to the station.
But you are not someone who, you know, like me, if I use the Gautrain and I lived in Pretoria, it would just not work, because I'm travelling the whole day, and you as well.
Yes.
Mm. You don't just sit in your office
no.
all day long.
No, I wish I
so
could.
That would probably work for people like that.
Yeah, no, it definitely. I mean,
think about it.
It would. I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm. We'll do the
it's a long way off. I would suggest,
but you got to give us shades yeah. or something.
I saw Vilmarie's eyes were just
yeah,
popping Vilmarie, when you were
the
like
person who says, we gotta
rental.
He's got to give us shades.
She's like,
we've recorded this.
Yeah, huh? And he said yes. He said definitely. He said definitely.
Yeah, no, Keith. How many children do you have?
One,
boy, girl.
Girl.
Oh. What did you do? How old is she?
13.
Oh.
Oh, my Lord.
So at that stage, your daddy's
trouble
not
started
cool
already.
Enough, eh?
Yeah.
Trouble cometh extremely quickly.
At home, I'm cool. Outside of home, not so much.
When she's old enough, bring her so we can teach her bike riding.
This is what you need, Keith. This is what you need for the girl.
The boyfriend.
Yeah, for every time she brings a new guy over, you're just like...
Especially like Tomisho.
Yeah,
obviously.
Really?
I was going to say both.
Really?
You just didn't give me
Is
time.
That what you're saying about me?
Listen, yeah, did your mommy approve people. Of you going to the Ducati launch in your stomach crop top? Vilmarie was wearing a crop top.
Crop tops are fashionable, right?
Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
Crop tops. No, you
all
know,
teenagers wear them now.
I've got a picture with her, right? She was refusing to take like headshots, you know, like selfies. She wanted full body shots.
You took such
day.
Nonsense that
Am
you
I lying?
Wanted the full
Am
shot.
Am I lying? Should we call Mishka? Let's
yes,
call Mishka. Duncan, call Mishka.
Duncan, call Mishka.
Mishka.
We don't even know who Mishka is
yes,
or what her number is, but
yes,
call Mishka. It's Duncan's
Mishka.
That good.
You know what? You carry
Vanessa,
on.
Make it happen. I know. I trust you, baby.
You carry on like I was showing.
Oh,
up. I could Swiss sticky.
But I must say. Yes, I must say, every other night or every other day when I see you, there's a lot of skin going on.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Show
just
me
saying
your skin.
You
Show me your number.
By the way, we've got somebody who has written to us. Sonia Doe. What is she saying there, Vilmarie?
She wants the competition.
Ha.
She
no, white people are turning into black people wanting freebies on air. I mean, what's going
on
with it?
Black.
What? With a white name.
What's up with the name now?
You know,
Sonia Doe.
Sonia
Doe.
Hi, so what's your name? Sonia.
I don't know if you pronounce Sonia Do or Sonia Doe. Sonia Doe.
How do you know she's black? Is it and then,
she's black pictures there.
Pictures there. And then there's Tirel Padayachi. So a black person and an Indian person want to know about the competition. They're not. They're
we're not giving away free phones anything. Today. Damn it.
They're not interested in what we're saying. They just want to know, when can I get my free phone?
No free phone.
We'll
today.
Take it up with management.
Unless, wait, O'Neill is driving a Jeep.
No, actually, he doesn't drive a Jeep.
No,
he drives.
He's driving the Renegade, I think.
He drives an X4.
No, he's driving a Renegade. Renegade, right? I'll keep quiet. Me, I don't know.
But you know that we're running a competition.
So, so
maybe
drive
if they
it.
Want competitions,
Felicia?
They must go on an O'Neill
can we drive
show.
It?
Like
any competitions well, on an O'Neill show? Let's do that.
Well, the thing is,
we're
right,
leasing cars right now. We're trying to get black cars, people out
man.
Of debt.
I'm getting an
like,
M3.
Yeah, I'm getting out of debt. I'm tired of this.
But the idea of a Jeep Renegade actually tickles my fancy.
No, you don't crack it. You don't have enough followers, you know, like, you know.
What do you mean?
Gareth, I mean, I was checking the list. By the
I
way,
know,
we didn't
have
even
followers
crack the,
out
yeah,
there.
We didn't
people
even
have
crack
followers
that
out
list.
There.
I'm major upset.
I'm very ashamed.
I'm fuming.
I'm ashamed of this team.
Yeah, I'm fuming.
All the hard work I put in here.
You know, let's
you guys
go lease
are bringing
cars.
Me down.
Let's go lease cars. Keith, I want to do an exercise with you.
I didn't even notice that I said that.
Sure.
I want to do an exercise with you where I'm going to actually, I want to actually let everyone know how much we're paying for our cars and compare it to leasing. I think.
Okay, that's a good idea.
There's a couple
let's
of transactions that bounced last
I like,
month.
I like what one of us is saying. So, if you're following us on Twitter, we're going to put it up on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And we're also going to put it up on our podcast.
Yeah.
So, listen out. It's going to be on the podcast. We're going to do a comparative test where we're going to ask Keith
yeah.
about certain brands of cars.
Yeah.
We're going to go through a
in
whole
fact,
range.
All three of us will do compare. Your accounts bounced last month, eh?
No, it didn't. What are
yeah,
you talking about?
I
who told you
debit,
that? Who told you that?
Your banker told me.
Why would my banker tell you that my account bounced?
Because she's tired of actors and actresses.
Oh, really?
In
we don't even have the same banker. Day. We're not in the same level.
No, we're not.
Okay.
I'm in private wealth. No,
look,
we
I'm
are in.
I'm in
guys,
nine of those.
What are we going
to... Mamelodi, you in Mamelodi?
I'm in Mamelodi.
Mamelodi branch.
What are we asking Keith? Or what are we comparing what?
What we're comparing, and this is what the listeners should watch out for, especially over the course of the next couple of days.
Yeah.
We're going to go and do a comparative test of the what you pay every month
currently,
on an installment sale
yeah.
for certain models of cars
yeah.
and what you would pay if you were leasing it.
Yeah.
So we're going to compare.
Yeah.
Earning a certain amount of money.
Same car... Same, Keith, what would you need to lease a car? So,
yeah, what would you need to lease a car? Like, what happens when we walk into your office and then, yo, what's up? You know me, you see me on TV. It doesn't work that
way. No, it doesn't work like that. Normal things. You complete an application, give us all your personal details, your banker's details, so we can speak to your banker, make sure there's no funny things going on in your bank account. Proof of address, ID, driver's license, and that's it.
Salary advice?
Yeah.
So but no, what if you don't
pay
if I'm an you'll see that in your bank statement.
If I'm an entrepreneur, I don't generate salary advice.
I work for
but,
myself.
But you have money coming into your bank accounts. And
lots,
you can
lots
see
of
the
money.
Activity. And
lots
can,
of money.
You're
lots
getting a sense of how much.
Lots of money. My wife always puts her money into,
money,
my
money
into my account and then takes it out. That's how I get
that.
As long as it's going in, you can tell.
She's the only one with the job in the house.
Definitely,
no, yeah.
I can vouch for that.
You
eh?
Can,
eh?
Yeah, no. But that's how you do it, Mona BC. You yeah. know, you gotta marry right. You gotta make sure that as
you gotta
the
lease
man,
right in
five
your instance.
Lease.
Eh? That's how we roll.
I'm gonna make this one last. I mean, she's paying the bills.
Listen, you've done well for getting your brand out, your name out.
Did you just
saying?
Google it?
No, because we're busy with a video, and I had to phone. Very nice hotel to see if we could do our thing there, and Tomisho's been kind enough to help us.
Oh, you're lucky.
Southern Sun Hyde Park.
Oh, you're lucky.
Oh, I know those
I
guys.
I asked Tomisho
me.
For some
it's
hotel rooms,
yeah.
and guess
and
what?
I actually asked them, and
still
I said Tomisho's helping us. And they knew, yeah, they know you. And
yeah.
I mean, you've done well.
I drink there a lot.
On the day.
You just have to turn it so that the
okay,
money comes in.
Can I just say, like, Monobi Sine, the reason why he's complaining, he phones me on a Saturday afternoon.
Wait,
saying,
don't go there. Tumisha, do not go there. My man, if you know what's good for you, do not.
But where do you go?
Where
do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go?
Guys, we need to go. Why don't we talk about the Scrambler launch?
Okay, no, we're going to talk about the Scrambler launch.
Please, let's do that.
But before we do that, before we do that, Keith, thank you so much for being with us today. Yeah. And I think that the information that you've given us today has been really helpful.
According to Keith,
I'm thinking of leasing myself, because look, when is it that you're not paying for an installment? I'm always paying an installment and then figuring out how to get out of this bloody installment and get a new car.
Say no to xenophobia.
No to pay installments. No to being blacklisted.
Yeah. No to the king.
No to King's Valentini.
Naked photos.
No to naked photos.
No, yes to naked photos.
Yes to naked photos. Yes, no to naked photos of people we know.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, Vilmarie, what are you doing this weekend? Is it this weekend or next week?
No, it's this weekend. We're literally leaving a minute after the show. Four of us. We've got some bikes.
Oh, yeah. Are you riding the bikes down or are you going to put them on the back of a trailer?
No, we're actually riding them. I don't normally
Scrambler
do that.
On the road?
No. That's a Ducati Scrambler launch. Two different things.
Okay.
We've got the...
So what are you doing this weekend? That's not the Ducati.
We're going to Vereesburg. Do you know where that is?
How much?
What? Who?
Vereesburg.
Are black people allowed there?
We'll take photos. You can decide.
Oh, okay.
We'll see how many black people I can spot.
Okay.
Like and then I'll let you know. We're going there on the bikes. We're going to go test shoot some videos and
test shoot some videos. What kind of videos?
Videos on the bikes with our kids on. Kids on the bikes.
On which porn site can I
see? Okay, Michael's out. He says he'll take it off. I'll take the photos.
Yeah. Actually, I don't want to see Michael naked. Oh my god.
Yeah, no.
I think I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, that'll teach you. You guys always want to see the girls. I want to see the guys. Well, Come on. We need some for the girls.
Okay. So anyway, that's what's happening this weekend. Vereesfontein.
Vereesburg.
Vereesburg.
Ja, kry dit reg.
Vereis now got his Vereis now got a berg as well.
Hey.
Vereis doing well.
Try find it.
Okay.
No, we've got some dual purpose bikes. We've got the new Yamaha Super Tenere and Prelia.
You're gonna test it. All right, cool.
How do you test the bike?
Two of our racing girls, and you. I mean, you guys have met Janine. She's been on it. She's going
been twerking.
With. She was the twerking one.
Twerking Janine.
Remember for Janine racing Janine? Would you believe she doesn't have a license
she was
for
quite
the
hot.
Road? She is hot, and she's getting divorced now. Hey.
Yo, what?
Give her my number.
I'm just saying that because she's hot, not because it's Skinner.
I'm
by
saying
the way.
Give her my number.
You're married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone looks at Keith like Keith. This is the part where you are supposed to ask for the number.
Keith's got a ring on.
What does a ring mean? I wear a ring.
Let's not go
you don't
there.
Wear a ring.
No, okay, I
you
don't
wear a ring.
Let's not go there. Anyway, all right, so all right, we're going
listen,
to
guys.
Test some bikes.
All right, cool. Someone, Kimberly, has written to us and says, "I'm in the market for a car. First time buyer. I'm looking at the Kia Rio or the Renault Megane, 2014 models. Which one should I go for?" It's a tough one, eh?
Yeah, we'll let Keith do this one. Keith?
Either. They're so both very good. They're both
well.
That's why I say it's quite a tough choice. I would also say
lease
either.
I'd say lease.
Yeah. I'd say lease it, but go for either one. But in terms of resale, Kia's done quite well because there's a lot of Kias out there and there's a huge demand.
I would choose
demand.
Kia, I was going to say. Yeah.
Between Kia and Renault.
Kia Rio, not a Picanto. Kia Rio and a Renault Megane.
They're both very similar. Very similar in resale value.
But French car and Japanese car?
Actually, it's Korean car.
Are they really the same in depreciation value?
Very similar, not the same. So they'll be similar.
Kia is better, though.
Yeah, I would suggest. Because
it's
more
like Onabisi and I are similar because we're both black, but we're not the same.
Definitely not the same.
There you go.
We make money.
So we suggest to Kimberly the Kia.
And it depends.
I think.
You've got to go for a bit of looks as well.
And also,
whatever
your color and look and all of that.
So from a leasing perspective, how would we, like, I'd like to work my mind around this because how much
is it going to cost?
Yeah,
that's what you want to know. The random sense.
Yeah.
Give us a breakdown.
Yeah. Like, so, let's say I meet all your minimum criteria and now I'm trying to choose between these vehicles.
So let's have a wild guess. Somewhere around 4.5 to 5 grand there, which would include insurance, maintenance, service, tracking units, everything, all in roadside.
Okay.
Depending on what vehicle it is there. But, and that's all. So you pay it once, it's fixed for the term.
4.5
lease. Yeah, it's around about that. So I'll do the work. Like you said, you wanted a comparison. We'll do the work. We'll send you guys a couple of comparisons. But just based on those couple of vehicles, that's what I would suggest. But that includes everything. So if you want to finance it, figure out what your installment will be, get your quotes on insurance, get your quotes on the maintenance and extended service plan.
See.
Add it all together and see how close it comes.
Because a lot of the times, I mean, a lot
is
of people.
Is it cheaper? generally well, I think it is so, cheaper.
Because I was going to say, a lot of the times we think, okay, my installment is only going to be 4,500, let's say. So it's pretty much the same price, but we haven't factored in insurance, which changes the game. Yeah. Exactly. A lot of the time.
Exactly. So we take a residual value on these vehicles. So residual value is you take a lump of it and you add it to the end. But the responsibility of settling that is yours. Us as a business, not the consumer. So that reduces your installment.
Okay.
You can reduce your installment normally, but then you have a balloon payment.
Right.
But you're responsible for that end of contract payment.
I must say, I've had experience with that balloon payment very recently, trying to sell my wife's car. 120,000 rand that we had to pay in. It was just like, that was a kick in the nuts.
That's exactly
like one issue. Act.
Okay, so a lot of people don't even know what balloon payment is, but you know when you go and you buy a car, right? And especially German cars, they'll say the car is this much, but so that you can pay a smaller installment, we're gonna take 150,000 out of the price of the car, and you can pay it later, like at the end of those 60 months, and then at the end of 60 months, suddenly you've got 150,000 rands that. You can't sell the car for 150,000 rands.
Exactly.
Or you've got to pay 150,000 rands, or you end up just taking another installment for 2 or 3 years.
Correct.
Which makes it even longer and more expensive.
And more expensive. Correct.
So if I'm blacklisted, can I come to you?
Yes. So because we, from an affordability perspective, we look at affordability, not necessarily what your history is like. So we'll look at your history, we'll look at affordability, what you earn, and we'll make a decision on how you're performing now, not what your previous pastors. So if you started to rehabilitate yourself and started to improve how you do and operate your accounts, we will definitely consider
leasing. And is there a time period for that normally needs
no,
to
No, it varies. But look, if you really... Now, blacklisted has a couple of different definitions. One is you've got 20 different judgments. That is a bit too far gone. But that's there's some guy...
One just missed 2 or 3 payments.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then their score would be too low for the banks to look at it. We'll definitely consider those because we own the asset. We can get it back.
But who does your finance then?
So we finance it ourselves. We're part of the Imperial Group. So it's part of a listed company.
Now the truth comes out. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. We have access to the finance.
So now my next question is, look, I see a gap in the market for this.
What's your gap?
Especially around those blacklisted people, the darkies.
Now they're dropping.
Why is it going to be like that, man? It's not always darkies who have blacklisted problems.
Well, Vulnery hasn't been blacklisted. Not. I mean, Keith, have you ever been blacklisted?
You would never know. I haven't. But you need to check. You need to go check your credit records. You know.
So now let's say I wanted to get into a business like that. Is it possible and like what would be...
The business like what?
Leasing.
Leasing.
Oh.
You wanted to go start a leasing business.
Yes.
You need access to capital.
Okay.
Lots of it.
Okay.
So that you are you guys franchising?
My dad is Jacob Zuma, so...
really? Your Khosa, how's your dad Jacob Zuma?
You've
had your chance in the sun, okay? Khosa people, you're no longer like important or relevant anymore. It's Zulu people's time now.
Yeah, clearly, and the xenophobic attacks are not.
Well, their reign is coming to an end. It's time to give it to the babies now.
Oh, and that will never happen.
It's happening now. Watch in your face.
So it's not something that you would look at as a small business. Let's put it that way.
No, definitely not. I mean, look at a car. What is the average vehicle now? New price, 200,000 rand.
Yeah.
So you need to buy a car for 200,000 rand, lease it over a period, and get your money back over the next 3 or 5 years.
Okay.
So you've got to have access to capital and be able to wait for that repayment. Okay. It's very expensive to get into it.
Okay, and let's say you could afford it.
Sure.
Let's say starting 2 or 3 cars, because Uber's now also in that kind of space. So if I rented, let's say to go do Uber stuff, would it be, you know, is there kilometers that are measured?
We've spoken to Uber about it, but those guys drive significant number of kilometers every month. I think they do 5 or 6,000. If you're a good Uber operator, you're doing 5 or 6,000 kilometers. So those vehicles aren't going to last.
Okay.
You get to 2 years old and it's at 120,000, 140,000 kilometers.
Not so good.
The thing is it's time to change. So that's a 2 year zone.
Okay,
so,
well, you know what? We've got to go because our time has run out. Okay. So, Keith, can we get some of your details in terms of how can people contact you? Because I think a lot of people have heard this and it's helped them and they'd probably want to know, how can I get it done? How can I get it started?
The easiest.
Who do I call?
Two ways. Either get onto our website, our contact details are there, or send me an email directly, keithw@arriva.co.za.
Okay, and what is your website?
www.arriva.co.za.
All right, awesome.
Arriva,
A-R-I-V-A.
A-R-I-V-A. Well, before
not
we get out of here.
Antiretroviral to Misho.
Okay, cool. Before we get out of here, I'd just like us to wrap up the show and tell people what is happening in the next week in our lives. Morabisi.
And also, thanks for your time.
We're going to say thank you for your time, but since
I know he was very busy,
you showed me up. Like, I'm not like
I'm
polite. Leasing.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting it.
Going across the road to Brands now.
So what's happening in your life next week?
Black Digest. Yeah, we're launching next week. So Cliff Central is going to be at the launch.
Have you invited us? Because I haven't gotten an email.
Yeah,
you
guys don't crack it.
Oh, you don't want any celebrities there?
I'll show some stomach.
We want some real celebrities.
You want only unknown people. Okay, it's fine. Anyway, I'm having the ACT conference coming up in the next week or so. So make sure that if you are an actor, voiceover artist, or presenter, and you want to get into the business, get an agent, understand the rates, the contracts, that stuff.
It's
the lineup.
Like Vusi Speaker.
But thanks for the invite.
But why would I invite you? You're not an actress. You're not a presenter.
You want me to be your agent, but I can't be invited.
You're not my agent. You're my manager. It's different.
Manager.
You were my manager from day one.
It's an agent when it suits you.
It's
and a manager.
You're always my manager. All right, we got to go. I love you. You know that, right? So
okay,
tell me
I'm
about
doing.
The Ducati Scrambler.
No, it's too late for
Can
that.
I buy you one? Can I lease one from Keith for you?
Yes, please.
We'll make a special.
It's nice.
Please, Keith.
It's like a trials bike versus a classic, like the Triumph Bonneville. It's like a combination
what?
Of the two.
Hey?
Yeah. But you should have been at the launch. It was
know.
Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, okay. That, white people,
actually,
that was just for you.
You know what? There wasn't enough black people at this
there
launch.
There were no
we're
black people.
Have to,
there were like
you were
three
there.
Black people. Yeah.
You were there.
Minus me, there were zero black people.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I never
besides,
get invited.
Besides,
to these
wait.
Things.
Besides the cleanest, that those were the.
No,
know,
don't talk. Don't
yeah,
be ugly now.
The cleanest,
it wasn't
their.
The it wasn't their choice.
But
I just
you never
think it's
invite
not the kind
me
of bike for
black people.
Even the other Ducati launch was a bit suspect.
It's not the kind of bike for white.
I'm just saying. I'm
not
the
kind of bike
for
white. For who? For white.
Guys,
you can't afford it.
Really? Don't pay me.
You can't even afford the Scrambler.
All our.
How do you know what I can or can't afford?
You just can't. You look
shut
like
up,
you can't.
Man.
BC.
You can't even cut your hair.
So many of our clients, our black clients, have gone and bought Ducatis. So don't ditch them.
All right.
Yeah, but they
exactly.
weren't at the launch.
Don't
they weren't at the launch.
You and Kings Velatini.
Okay, but
right,
they weren't at the launch.
We're out of here.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye.
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 Catch us next week.
CliffCentral.com.